The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about electric vehicles and oil.
The curtains are closing on an icon this year. This classic Super Mini debuted on the assembly line in 1976. A year later, it appeared in the famous James Bond film, The Spy Who Loved Me. Within 3 years, Ford Motor had sold 1 million of them. Then, the company sold 2 million more from 1980 to 1982. It was the best-selling car in the United Kingdom for 12 straight years. Now, after nearly half a century, production of the Ford Fiesta will end in June 2023. Ford tweeted the news a couple of months ago, and its send-off hinted at new things to come. This new era is all about Ford's plan to go electric. You see, the Fiesta has been displaced in recent years by hybrid models like the Puma, and Ford is paying attention. This is just one more move by Ford away from combustion engines and into the electric vehicle space.
But here in the Midwest, I just don't see it. The majority of vehicles on the road here are still fueled by gas.
But the company doubled its EV sales last year. Its all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck, launched in the spring of 2022, was a huge success. You might also remember that Ford made its iconic Mustang into an electric vehicle just a few years back. The shift to EVs and clean energy isn't the future. It's starting right now. Along with Ford, five other major car makers have pledged to end sales of combustion engines by 2040. It goes beyond the car market, too. Governments around the world invested $500 billion in renewable energy last year. That total doesn't account for private investments either. And we saw a record investment in renewables last year from venture capitalists and private equity firms. The shift to clean energy could create extinctions in all kinds of industries. We're seeing the first of these play out in the car market. Fossil fuel cars will start to fall out of the production lines and then the car lots. Now, it'd be easy to think the smart bet is on renewables. Hundreds of billions of dollars are pouring into this technology, and yes, the clean energy space will grow over the next few decades. But the death of oil script is missing a critical fact.
And what's that?
The transition will take longer than anyone believes. Oil and gas will be in high demand for decades, even as the world tries to give up on them. This is creating a bottleneck. Billions of investment dollars are leaving fossil fuels for clean energy, yet we still need oil. So the companies that profit from it will continue making profits for years, if not decades to come. No major media outlet is covering the story today. President Biden gave a surprising statement during his State of the Union address back in February. This slip-up revealed what no one wants to say. He told a story about an oil executive who had asked him about the future of the fossil fuels industry. According to Fox News, Biden went off script to recount the conversation. They said, quote, "Well, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries, so why should we invest in them?" Biden said, "We're going to need oil for at least another decade and beyond."
Yeah, I think we all heard that. I didn't even watch his speech, but saw the recording all over social media. It's a crazy world where simply saying out loud what everyone knows but won't admit is considered a political gaffe.
President Biden is acknowledging that the oil and gas industry still needs investment. We'll need fossil fuels for a while, and likely way longer than just a decade. The green energy purists are upset with Biden over his comment, but it nails the current reality of the oil space. Companies are scared to invest in drilling new oil wells, fearing they will soon be obsolete. David Doherty, an oil analyst at Bloomberg NEF, notes this dilemma between investing in new energy or oil in an interview with Climate Wire. He said that it seems they, oil and gas companies, don't see high enough returns in their new businesses, but are also afraid to double down or to be seen to invest in oil and gas. We can see this reluctance from oil companies playing out in a number of oil and gas rigs coming online in recent months. These rigs are what help get oil out of the ground. So if companies want to drill more oil wells, they add more rigs. And in today's price environment, you'd expect them to be growing their rig count. That's because oil prices have been $70 a barrel or higher for the past year. That's way above the $30 to $40 per barrel range at which oil companies typically make a profit. So the current oil price provides more than just a few bucks in profit, plus more rigs equal more profit.
So you'd think oil companies should be scrambling to get more rigs online.
But that's not happening today. A total of 784 oil and gas rigs were operating in the U.S. in December 2022. That number has since fallen to 753. With fewer rigs operating, less oil and gas are coming out of the ground. Even more, the U.S. oil and gas rig count remains incredibly low compared with its 2011 highs. The last time oil traded between $75 and $100 for years was in the early 2010s. And back then, the oil and gas rig count was around 2,000. The longer oil stays above $70 a barrel, the more incentive oil and gas companies have to add rigs, and they have plenty of room to increase their rig count. The total number of oil rigs could double from here, and we would still be below the highs we saw from 2011 to 2014. This tells us the U.S. oil supply may be limited for years. On top of that, demand is still expected to rise from here. The International Energy Agency forecasts oil demand to rise to 101.7 million barrels per day in 2023. That would be the highest on record, and the agency expects demand to rise through the 2030s. In short, supply and demand are out of balance. Yes, the renewable energy revolution is well underway. Governments around the world are pouring money into clean energy technology, but don't expect oil to be cut from existence anytime soon. It'll take a long time before fossil fuel products go extinct. And rising demand, plus a dwindling oil and gas rig count, will likely keep oil prices high through the next decade. The supply and demand bottleneck isn't the only tailwind for this market, though.
Yes, and I'm sure we will talk about those more technical reasons in future episodes. But if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful.